night tonight. I got me Parker. Looking for the crew, any mods will do. I got me Parker. Quite just feeling got fans, so I'm gonna be the same. I got me Parker. The kids are alright, so I'm looking for the fine. I got me Parker. I used to be a punk, but now punk's on boo. I got me Parker. Well, I've got my Parker, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in me neck. I only bought one because we made it. It starts with fashion, I want to spend money. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev up. I used to be a punk, but now punk song.
Thank you. like capes back on the rack. Bela Lugosi is dead. The bats have left the bell tower. The victims have been bled. Red velvet lines the black box. Bela Lugosi is dead. Bela Lugosi is dead.
Virginal brides file past Is Bauhaus.
It just keeps going.
Named after the Bauhaus art movement.
Yes, Bauhaus.
It does keep going, that drone, eh? Yeah. It's like, Hunter was digging it.
I don't know, I guess.
You guess.
Whoa, sorry.
Okay, so not a fan of the Bauhaus? Righty, tighty, lefty, loosey, Amanda. Sorry, I'm tightening my microphone and I was loosening it. So, hi, welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Hello.
101.5 UMFM. We got Hunter Does Stuff.
Hi.
We got Captain Dan.
Ahoy.
And we got me, Penny Lane. Welcome to another interesting episode.
Yeah, taking that dark, twisty turn to through the 80s.
I think you, in a past life, were a total goth kid.
I think so.
You never, delve into, the golf.
No, I never delved into golf.
The golf, okay. Yeah, it's a boring sport. No, the goth, underground clothing clubs. You never really got into any of it?
No.
I'm going to tell you a funny story. When I was fresh, probably 22, 23, I kind of did. Not going to lie. Kind of did. A little bit. I don't know. I'm so fascinated by subcultures, and I think the best way to, learn about a subculture is to kind of dig into it a little bit.
Yeah.
Winnipeg has a very, when I was in my 20s, to say we had a large subculture scene is true, but it was subsections. So you had your 5 mods, you had your 10 punks, you had your 8 goths, you had your 7 rockabillies, and we all hung out together. We all went to the, because there's a lot of us, but when you sanction us off, there wasn't very many of us.
Yeah.
So we all kind of understood each other and we were always at the same clubs. I remember I was in North Carolina with some friends and we went to a goth club, and I've never seen so many goths together in my whole life at once. I was like, there's 100 people here. And they're like, yeah, it's not like this in Winnipeg. I'm like, no, we have 4.
Yeah.
We have 4. I know 4. I always was kind of, yeah. Yeah. It's a cool style. If you can.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. 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 I like watching those TikToks of goths doing things.
Yeah. I can't remember what they're called, but they're 2 goth guys.
That, yeah. They go to the mall.
Yeah.
Go see the Barbie movie.
Go play miniature golf.
Go play miniature golf. It's funny. So anyway, you are exploring your dark goth fantasy this week a little bit.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Interesting. I can't see you as a goth guy. I'll be honest.
Most I do is I wear black.
Yeah.
Wear black t-shirts, wear black pants, and that's about it.
Yeah. I'm trying to
No white makeup or eyeliner. Yeah.
No. But you dig the music.
I dig the music. It's really cool.
Yeah. The new age gothy stuff. There's tons of it.
Yeah.
Started off with the goth goddess herself.
Susie.
And the Banshees. Was Spellbound. And then probably the most epic droney goth tune. The Bauhaus.
With Bela Lugosi's Dead.
Bela Lugosi. You know who Bela Lugosi is? Should we see if Hunter knows who that is?
Hunter, who's Bela Lugosi?
No, I don't know who that is.
For shame.
Wow.
He played the original vampire, Nosferatu.
He played Dracula.
Was it Dracula?
Yeah.
I suck.
I can't remember what the guy's name was that played the first Nosferatu.
I always mix these 2 guys up. Yeah. That's what I said is he played. Yeah.
He played Dracula.
But that's kind of Bauhaus's tribute.
Yeah.
To Bela Lugosi.
Yep.
He was a very famous actor. He did a lot.
He did a lot of horror. Him and Boris Karloff for
That's the other guy's name.
2 of the big guys and Lon Chaney.
Lon Chaney?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look that up. The name's not ringing a bell, but it's been a long day.
I think he was the Wolfman.
Oh, okay. Ping! Light bulb moment.
Bingo!
So, I'm looking like I didn't really. I'm sorry, I did not look at your set list beforehand. I've had a crazy week.
Yeah.
Don't I say that like every week? I've had a crazy week. Yeah. But I'm looking at it now. I'm like, oh yeah, I love your themes. You definitely have a theme.
I do.
I adore it. So you've recently kind of gotten on this Kate Bush kick, hey?
Yeah, I think it was because of Stranger Things.
Yeah. Because of my Pink Floyd love, David Gilmour was a huge advocate for Kate Bush, which is so weird. Like, when you think, well, I guess it kind of makes sense because his musical style, she kind of emulates some prog rock-ish tendencies. So I kind of, she was always on my radar.
Yeah.
Never really like super into her, but I did like a few songs. And yeah, she's really like come into it.
Yeah.
Good old Stranger Things.
Really? Right?
Right. So this isn't the big one.
No, this isn't the big one. This is from that album, no?
It is from that album. You're right. This is Waking the Witch.
Ooh.
Ooh, scary.
Very scary, kids. Very scary. Ooh.
You must wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up, man.
Wake up, child. Pay attention.
Come on. Wake up.
Wake up, love.
You should make the light, but see your little lights alive.
Go down, pinks and poses.
Chicken run like a fireball flying.
God, I love the Cramps.
They're amazing.
So good. It's like I forget sometimes, and then I listen to them, and I'm like, ah, oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
They're so good.
It's that rockabilly punk, scary,
psychobilly
stuff. Yeah. Yep.
So good.
It's amazing.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Welcome.
101.5. I lost one of my headphones. UMFM. Got Captain Dan. We got Hunter Does Stuff.
Kind of
doing other stuff than the show.
Well, he's doing stuff. That's what he does.
It's just not show stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah.
It is almost the end of July.
It is.
This summer, for not doing much of anything, it's gone. Like, it's flying. Yeah. It's going so fast. I was thinking about that the other day. I was sitting outside watching our dog poop because she can't poop without an audience.
That's right.
Yeah. And I'm like, man, it's like almost August.
Yep.
It's downhill from here.
Yeah, 3 months to Halloween.
Wow.
5 months to
Christmas. Don't even say it.
Season's greeting.
Right. I laugh because Mr. Buckles, who also has a show on this station, is like you.
Yeah.
Come 6 months out, he's like countdown on his Facebook. And I'm like, can you just can it up here somewhere with your Christmas countdowns?
Well, the way I look at it is after August hits, that's when I start getting to all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. The Halloween. Yeah. The
kind of starts getting fall and cool and just
fall vibes, pumpkin spice time,
dead and just, you know, just yeah, creepy and spooky. And
now that we have a house.
Yep.
You're going to get that 20 foot tall.
That's 13 feet.
Oh, sorry.
By the way. 13 feet tall Jack Skellington.
We're thinking about it.
I don't know,
man.
I may just go to the morgue and pick up some dead bodies and throw them in the front yard.
Oh, Daniel.
What?
That's a sure thing. That's okay. Good point.
I'm just laying around.
Oh. Wah-wah. So anyway, we are still in summer right now.
Yes.
We are in the midst of Fringe.
We are.
Yeah.
Fringe's final weekend is this weekend.
That's right. Yeah. You volunteered last weekend. How was the vibe? Quiet.
Chill and quiet.
You know, I find the first week is always kind of a slow... Fringe is a slow burn.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it always starts kind of slow. I think your diehard Fringers are out.
Yeah.
Right? Because those are the ones who go every year. They get the program. They see as many Fringe plays as they want. And then it's people like maybe me who doesn't go every year, who kind of waits to hear what's good.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, then everybody starts going and stuff. But how's the volunteer racket been?
Busy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you took on a lot this year.
Busy, and I'm feeling burnt out, but...
Yeah. But it's fun.
It's fun.
But, so you did two shifts last weekend?
One shift,
that's right. I needed you.
Yeah, I got heat exhaustion on the Fridays.
That's right. Let this be another lesson with this hot, hot weather we've been having on
and
off.
Drink your water. And your electrolytes. Get your electrolytes in, too. That's important as well.
Wear a hat.
Yeah.
Stay in shade if possible.
Yes.
but yeah, and you're doing two or three shifts this weekend?
I'm doing three shifts this weekend.
You're doing three shifts this weekend. Yeah. You're a busy guy.
Yep.
You can do it, honey.
Yay.
Anyway, go say hi to Daniel. You'll be slinging some drinks, but you're also going to be working in the volunteer section one day. So don't say hi to Daniel.
No.
Go have fun. Another great thing that's happening this weekend, if you're an early riser and you like vinyl.
Yep.
The Chamber Orchestra is doing
their sale on Saturday.
Yeah. It is a Chamber Orchestra, correct? Yeah. Vinyl Vault. That's what they call
Vinyl
it.
Vinyl Vault. Yeah.
So that goes on. It's on Portage Avenue, close to the old Portage Place. If you go on Facebook and look up Vinyl Vault, you'll find the adverts quite easily. Bring cash.
Yes, bring cash.
I think
they do Visa as well.
Yeah, but it's just easier if you've got cash on you. And be prepared to, if you have the time to spare, you can be there for a while.
Yeah.
There is a lot to dig through. I'll be honest, I've been doing Vinyl Vault on and off even before I met you because they had the sale. I don't know if they called it Vinyl Vault. And not to be mean, but it's very rare you'll find those like really rare records there.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
And if you do, they have them marked up in their...
Yeah, they know.
Yeah.
But it's a great place to go if you're looking for stuff to round out your collection.
Yeah, if you're looking for a lot of yacht rock, light rock,
stuff like that, some of the classic 60s stuff, that stuff goes pretty fast.
Yeah,
but there is always stuff. So if you're looking, you know, for some of that stuff at a reasonable price, go kill an hour or two at Vinyl Vault. Great people there too.
Because I think last time I went, I got a copy of Rumors, I got a copy of Tapestry, I got a copy of Carly Simon's, one of Carly Simon's
records,
and
yeah, and the gems are hidden in there, you gotta look.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, their jazz section, it's like every time I go, I pay close attention to like one shelf. And then I move to the next one the next time because it's just too much.
Yeah.
But definitely go check it out. I don't know what else is going on.
There is a powwow happening
on
Kennison Boulevard.
That's
near
right.
Grant, in that big open field that you see. That, you know, it's right there. There's a nice big powwow happening there. My uncle's serving fries, gorilla fries. Go check them out.
It's awesome. They are great.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying that because it's family.
No, it's really
damn really good and reasonable.
Yeah.
So yeah, go check them out. I've only been to one powwow. I should really go to another. They're amazing.
Yeah.
Like, just, I'm saying spectacle in a very respectful way. Like, it's a beautiful spectacle
to see.
Like,
beautiful.
It's fantastic. And in the vein of truth and reconciliation, I think everybody should go to one or two in your lifetime.
Yes.
If you live here, pay respect to the people who were here before you and learn a little bit.
Yep.
Right? It's a fun time, too.
Yeah.
They're so open and welcoming to, like, everybody. Yeah. So don't feel like, they're not going to want me. It's like, yes, they will.
Yeah, they will. Go do it.
They will. It's fun. We saw a movie.
We did.
This past week, and we went on opening night and saw the Barbie movie.
Yes.
Which is why we weren't here last week, but it was also a game.
Yep.
Great movie.
Great movie. Go see it.
Yes. It was so funny.
I wish you would have saw it with me.
I know, Hunter. We'll go again.
Yeah.
We'll go again. Without giving too much out, I said to a friend of mine, I'm like, I did not expect it to be that funny, that witty, and that poignant.
Yeah.
Like, that one surprised me. I said to him, like, I was in tears a couple times. Like, and as a woman, there's just some things that they say and, like, bring to the table in that movie that I'm like, yeah.
What she said. And as a guy, all we know is beach, and that's it.
Just beach.
Just beach.
Just beach.
Beach.
Just beach. What's your job?
Beach. Just beach.
It's beach. But it's... I know some people are like, oh, I'm not going to go see it. It looks so dumb. Trust us.
Yeah, go see it. It's funny.
I haven't laughed that hard. And I don't think you and that, we were saying that in the car. Like,
yeah.
I don't think I've laughed that hard at a movie in a long time.
It's just ridiculously over the top.
Yeah, and the satire is so hilarious. And the, like, it was very well done.
Yeah.
So now we know. Now we need to go see Oppenheimer.
We do.
I've heard a lot of good things about that, too.
That's, I wanted to see it, but it's rated R.
Yeah, there's some...
There's a scene with
from what
nipples.
I've heard.
Yeah. We'll just put it that way.
It looks like a good movie.
Well, give yourself what?
I like history and
whatever. Five more years.
So yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. I'm sorry that they had to show titties in a movie about the war.
Okay. It's not even, it's not about the war.
Well, you know what I
mean. It's the
end mostly.
Of the war. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But some good movies this summer. So, you know, if you're a movie person, go check it out. I don't know. What else?
I was trying to think. There was something else this week. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, we're really great at this, eh?
Yeah, super
we
great.
We come so prepared.
We are amazing. I know next weekend is Rock in the Fields in Minnedosa.
Oh, that's right. They are looking for volunteers, by the way.
No,
I saw
it's
online.
Been full.
Is it full now?
Yes, it's full
Okay.
Now.
I saw a couple of days ago that they're like, we need volunteers. But, oh, that's good.
Yeah, out of Minnedosa, go check it out. If you like that classic hair metal.
You like drinking your Bud Light and
sitting in a field.
Sitting in a field with a straw hat and Bud Light and your feet in a kiddie wading pool listening to some April Wine.
Yeah.
Those are your people. You go.
Take the T-Bird out there and the Trans Am and just...
So you're going to say that Transcona is going to be like empty that
weekend. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Sorry, Transcona.
Sorry. We love you guys.
Yeah.
It's just you're a stereotype.
You are.
I'm just realizing a lot of that is lost on our international listeners.
Right.
Winnipeg has... areas, I guess, like most cities have boroughs or whatever, so Winnipeg is the same, and we have an area called Transcona. See, I almost said it. We just all call it Trashcona
because
where our white trash lives.
That's where your cougars are.
Sorry.
Your mullet wearing firebird driving you know people are.
Yeah,
they're good
person,
people out there.
The person that would say, "Hold my beer."
Yeah, hold my beer.
They're
watch
in
this.
Transcona.
That's them.
We're in St. James, where apparently all the old punks have now migrated to. It's very weird. It's like we all got houses
all got
in the,
jobs and houses
in
and...
the fancy area of town, or what once was a fancy area. Now it's just nice.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, speaking of international listeners, we are on the Face Radio.
We are.
You catch us every Monday afternoon, and we replay again Monday midnight, Tuesday morning time. So definitely go check us out there. There's a lot of great programming on The Face as well out of Brooklyn. We've got Girl About Town, which is
Marty.
We got Marty, Marty here, who hosts Right on Target.
Yep.
So he brings, you know what I heard he does? This guy, this is how dedicated this guy is. He does one show at UMFM, but he does a different show for The Face.
What?
Yeah, I know. He's crazy.
Are we that lazy? We only have one show for both?
We're totally lazy.
Yeah. I don't mind.
I don't mind either. Anyway, go check out The Face. They're on Instagram. They're all over. Yep. They do have a Discord if you want to get in on the chat and talk with some musically minded people.
Yes.
Go do it.
Yeah.
I think it's music time.
I think so.
You picked some weird songs, dude. The Dickies.
Killer Clowns.
Killer Clowns, because, you know.
From Outer Space.
Hunter tipped his head up and was like, what?
What the hell?
Listen, child.
Listen.
Killer Clowns.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, blissfully.
Let's go where we're
cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side, but you lose. His will, beloved, wild is up the mind.
So I have a very bizarre bucket list item.
Yeah.
That I don't think I've ever told you about. We got to go to Paris.
Yes.
There's a very famous graveyard in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
That has a lot of very famous people in it. You know the biggest famous person there.
Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison. But you know who else is buried there?
The writer guy.
Oscar Wilde.
That's guy.
And the tradition, he has an amazing... like 1920s Art Deco style like statue thing for his, I guess, tombstone. It's bigger than a tombstone. But the tradition is to kiss it. I want to go kiss Oscar Wilde's tombstone. I've wanted to do this for a long time. So we have to get to Paris. Winston and Seuss, if you're listening.
I want to see the catacombs. That's what I want to do.
I want to see them
too. Yeah.
Kind of creepy, but, you know.
Little skulls.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many cool things to do in Paris. I think.
Harry.
I think, is that our next trip?
I think so.
I think we got to plan Paris.
Oui, oui.
Anyway, that was The Smiths off of their, which is one of my favorite albums by theirs. Probably one of their most well-known popular albums. The Queen is Dead. That was Cemetery Gates, which I didn't really notice today how horribly it was spelled until I was trying to spell it. And the computer kept trying to correct it. I was like, oh, yeah, that is wrong. Yeah. Before that was The Cure.
With Lullaby.
Lullaby. And
started all off with the Dickies.
The dang Dickies.
Killer Clowns.
Oh, I love it. We're just about out.
We are.
We got about, well, we'll probably get through one song for sure. Maybe a touch of the other one. Some Joy Division coming up.
Yes.
And then Echo and the Bunnymen, if we can. Have a great weekend, everybody. It's going to be a little hot.
Well, actually, no, we're not really.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not anymore.
It's supposed to be cooler this weekend.
But don't let that fool you.
That's right. Still drink your water. Stay hydrated.
Can't stress it enough. Nope. And check out Fringe. It ends this weekend.
Yep.
So go, even if you go and hang out at Old Market Square.
Yep. Go there. Hang out.
Go out. Hang out. Have a good time, Hunter. It's race weekend.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. You finally perked up. You perked up. You're like, yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Race weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. Race weekend.
Yeah. Race is what? Sunday? Now he's out. He's in.
Hunter, the race is Sunday, right?
Where is it?
Yes, it is Sunday.
Sunday?
Yes, it is Sunday.
That's the main race.
And then we're going hard!
Saturday, there's a sprint
race. We're going left!
So technically, there's two races this weekend.
Wrong race. Two races.
Yeah, no, wrong category.
Wrong category. Anyway, we want to wish everybody a happy weekend. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
We'll catch you next week.
See you guys.
Let's listen to some Joy Division.
Yeah, bye.